Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, January 17th, 2025. There'll be a screening of Building Hope, Ending Homelessness in Maine by local filmmakers Kane Lewis Productions in Bangor this weekend. Building Hope, quote, puts a face on homelessness, one of the worst societal traumas of this century, end quote. The film will be part of a service celebrating the life of Dr. Martin Luther King, sponsored by Faith Linking in Action and the First United Methodist Church of Bangor. A panel discussion and question and answers will follow. That's on Sunday, January 19th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church of Bangor on Essex Street. For more information, go to faithlinkinginaction.org. On Monday, January 20th, AIO, that's Area Interfaith Outreach, Food and Energy Assistance, will host their fifth Fill the Strand Food and Funds Drive to benefit their food assistance, energy assistance, weekend meal, and diaper assistance programs in Knox County. The event challenges the community to fill every seat in the historic theater with bags of food and funds for AIO's programs. They've raised over $125,000 in the first four annual Fill the Strand events. And in celebration of AIO's 35th anniversary in 2025, the goal for the fifth annual Fill the Strand event is to fill the theater seats three times and raise $35,000. Individuals can fill one theater seat with a bag of food or sponsor a seat at $35. If you're interested in sponsoring a seat through a financial donation, you can contact them at aiofoodpantry.org/strand. And that's also where you can find more information about what they are looking for food and personal care donations. Again, aiofoodpantry.org/strand. Also happening on Monday, this is in Portland if you feel like traveling a bit, the First Parish Unitarian Universalist Church will provide space for reflection during the hours of the presidential inauguration on Monday, January 20th, beginning at noon, in the historic meeting house at 425 Congress Street. Reading from their announcement, quote, visitors will have the opportunity to be in a worshipful community at the outset of an administration that feels threatening to many, especially to those already marginalized. All who attend can light candles, sit in silence, and enjoy readings of poems offered at previous inaugurals, including work by Amanda Gorman, Richard Blanco, Elizabeth Alexander, Miller Williams, Maya Angelou, and Robert Frost. Reverend Norman Allen says, there is a reason for great concern with the arrival of this new administration. We at First Parish will be advocating in particular for climate justice, for our immigrant and transgender neighbors, and for women seeking reproductive care. But first, during the hours of the inauguration, we'll pause and remember past ceremonies and the poets who gave their country hope for a brighter future, end quote. For more information, you can go to firstparishportland.org, that's the word first spelled out, firstparishportland.org, or call 773-5747. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday, and we'll take it from there.